This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah bil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. All my beloved brothers and sisters, wherever you are, this is the last 10 tips that we'd like to share with you in this special program. When we are facing 14-day movement control order, it's very important for us to be connected to Almighty Allah. And the best way is to remember Him through our prayer and dua. There's a lot of dua for us to recite. And one of the best books that we can recommend all of you, if you have a book called Fortress of the Muslim. This kind of book is very important because all the dua that is been collected in this book is from our Prophet ﷺ, the best man, the one that Allah have chosen him to be the last messenger of Allah. If you want to make any dua, brother and sister, just follow the dua of the Prophet will be the best, because his dua is the most powerful dua. So you can try to memorize some of the dua. Example, every morning the Prophet have recommended us what to recite, how to call upon Allah. I will share with you some of the dua that the Prophet highly recommend us. Number one, in the morning after Fajr prayer, you just said, after praising Allah, because dua always start with praising Allah, Alhamdu, and salawat upon the Prophet, Allahumma salli Muhammad. This is the adab. Then we say, Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka nushur. Ask Allah for His blessing in the morning and the evening and evening to the next morning. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who are prepared for our departure back to Him. And also, we say to Allah, Bismillahi allazi la yadurru ma'asmi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwa sami'ul alim, three times. This is a very important dua when we are facing this crisis of virus COVID-19. To seek Allah maximum protection, that whatever may come down from the sky and that surface from the earth, Allah will protect us through His power and through all the knowledge that He has. And we can keep on saying and ask Allah, Allahumma adkhilna jannatak, three times, wa ajirna minan nar, three times. Because the Prophet did mention that whoever asks Allah every morning, evening, Allahumma adkhilna jannata, three times, and Allahumma ajirna minan nar, three times, the caretaker of paradise also will pray for us, welcome us to paradise, and the caretaker of hellfire will also ask Allah to protect us from hellfire. And this is how important for us to remember all this important dua. And after each fardu prayer, don't forget to say at least three times, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. The one that the Prophet recommend. Don't have to add or minus anything more than what the Prophet have recommended. Because there are so many types of dua, but there are times the Prophet make it so simple, do it in a simple way. There are times you can prolong, then you can add more, but not at the time where the Prophet say, Astaghfirullah, you add more than that. That means you are not following the way of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Yeah? And Allah command us to follow him, not follow our liking, but follow what the Prophet had taught us. May Allah love people who connect and remember him, making dua to him while standing, while sitting, while lying down, wherever we are. May Allah Rabbul Alamin accept our prayer, brothers and sisters. And again, I like to remind all the good brothers and sisters who are staying at home, don't forget when you pray to pray for those who are working very hard outside, non-stop, the doctors, the security forces, the police, the army, and also the nurses and whoever get involved in helping all of us. And don't forget to at least help them by staying at home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayer that is sincere from the heart. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who always remember Allah, not only in bad time, good, bad time, wherever we are. Don't forget Allah, Rabbul Alamin. Allah promised us, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. Whoever remember me, I remember him. And I'm always there for him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from all the fitan that we are exposed to and purify our heart, our mind, that it's time for us to be focused to be a better person by helping each other, pray for each other, and in the same time, don't forget to pray for those who have passed away. Allah knows best. One day we are going to pass away too. Then Allah will give all of us a good ending. And may Allah protect us, our country, our leader, our children, our grandchildren, wherever they are, and fellow mankind, wherever you are, from all the trial and challenges and all the viruses, the sickness, and the problem that we are facing. Amin, Ya Rabbul Alamin. We hope we will see you soon, and we hope that you will not forget to connect yourself with your scholar through the YouTube program. وَبِلَّهِ تَوْفِيقِي وَرَأَقْرِ دَعْوَانَا أَنَّ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. Brother and sister, we love you for the sake of Allah, and we hope that all of us will be together here today hereafter. Amin. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.